I was looking for a song, Craig, that at least had some sort of countable beats per minute, perhaps, or something like that. Because, you know, when you go exercising, apparently it's all about the music. That's what I understand.
It can be. Really, sure.
They had some show, something they were talking about songs and, you know, beats per minute, it gets your heart rate up. And then they had some other songs which you think would be a good song, but it was a paltry number of beats per minute. Do you have any favorite workout songs that kind of...
Oh, sure I do. I've got my own playlist, depending on what I'm doing.
My next question would be, and that would be?
Well, The Fire Inside by Bob Seger is pretty good. Toby Max, Tonight, pretty good one. If a Tree Falls by Bruce Coburn, not bad.
Right.
Lovers in a Dangerous Time by Bruce Coburn. These are not typical songs
Bob Seger to me doesn't look like an athletic fit guy. He's, you know,
well,
usually if you're a Seger, you're drinking and you're lounging out and hanging out or whatever like that.
Fire Inside, that's a great 6-minute tune.
All right. Well, you need a little fire inside to kind of, I was going to think because of the weather, but also just a burning desire maybe to get fit. And there was a recent poll on sparkpeople.com.
It's what?
Sparkpeople?
What kind of poll is that?
I don't know. Sparkpeople poll. They asked women, they were talking about they have different New Year's resolutions about getting in shape. And they said that 45% will be exercising more. The fitness regimen for 29% will include yoga, while another 29% say running will be their primary workout. So we're talking about working out today because we have Renee Barrett from the EMH Health and Fitness Center joining us today, a fitness and wellness expert, been in the industry for a number of years as well. She was talking to me before doing that, she actually had said that she had been doing some of this over at NASA.
Training the rocket scientists.
Oh my.
Is there a lot of weightless exercise going on in there or something? But
you have to tie them down.
Yeah. Oh, to keep them?
Yeah, to keep them from floating away.
Keep them from floating away.
You have special harnesses to keep them on treadmills?
Well, you think most of the people are all, you know, brains is the exercise. That's what they use. But they obviously...
They do. They do that too.
But in what you're doing now, obviously helping a lot of other folks. What are some of the things that I guess you see for the coming new year? This is the time when a lot of people are thinking about, as that poll indicates, getting back into shape, staying in shape.
Exactly. For a lot of our members and a lot of the people that I've worked with in the community, it's just a matter of, like you said, setting a goal. Maybe that's to just start moving. Maybe you've been sedentary for a while, and maybe it's just to try to, you know, take the stairs a little more, park a little farther away. Although I'm usually, I'm kind of like hard-nosed as far as parking away, but I would allow people to not park far away today. But making lifestyle changes that can be just that easily attainable, and maintaining, something we can maintain. I know for myself, I have a goal of every year just to get at least 30 minutes most days of the week. I used to do about 5 days a week, and now I'm doing about maybe 6 or 7. You know, I tend to get more than that 30 minutes, but there's some days where I don't. For instance, today I would normally work out before I came into work, and I'll be honest, I didn't get it in. So I've got to figure it out later in the day. So making a goal to take some time for yourself, and then, you know, we can get a little more specific as we talk today.
Do you get a hard time to do it, a specific time, or do you just sort of say, sometime today I'll find 30 minutes to do such?
From my experience in working with customers, I believe it's important to carve out that time of the day. Now, having said that, if you miss it, that means you need to work it out some other time, you know, in your day. But people who tend to exercise in the morning, research shows us that they tend to be the most consistent. You know, that doesn't mean that you can't work out in the evening. There's also some research that says if you're into strength training, you're going to be a bit more, you're going to have more strength later in the day. But basically the bottom line is pick a time and that's your time, and then you won't start to schedule other things around it.
Bruce mentioned earlier resolutions. This is the time of year. People make resolutions. They set
mm-hmm.
goals.
Mm-hmm.
And you see an insurgence of people at the fitness center.
Mm-hmm.
But some of those people, maybe they go in with unrealistic goals or they get discouraged too quickly and drop out.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep people sort of on track, or what advice do you have for people who might want to get started but maybe don't aim too high initially?
We want to make sure that we are selecting realistic goals also so we don't get injured. Sometimes that can sideline people who, you know, maybe go back to doing the regimen they did when they were in high school and it's 30 years later. So basically I would just say to that person, utilize some resources that are out there, whether that is maybe you go to a gym or even if you don't go to a gym, there are lots of things available on the internet. You mentioned sparkedpeople.com. That's a website that I've recommended to a lot of customers in the past to go in and put together maybe a walking plan, or if walking is not good for you, cycling, something of that nature. So just starting small and then working up from there. I know myself, I enjoy running, so I didn't start running a half marathon. I started with a mile, and then you increase by about 10% per week. So, you know, utilize resources that are around you. I think now making it social, making it fun, something that you look forward to doing. If you're just kind of by yourself, you know, chances are you're probably not going to stick with it. But if you know someone who can encourage you, and I know if I have a running partner waiting for me at 7 a.m. at Burr Oak, I'm going to be there. Or if you have a fitness class that you go to, you start to develop this camaraderie that will make you want to come to the gym or make you want to go to that fitness class.
We're talking today with Renee Barrett, who is the program manager at the MH Center for Health and Fitness. What got you into this type of a career? Were you always kind of an athletic girl? Did you kind of want to do this? Was there something that made you think, you know, I need to, you know, help people in this area?
You know, I was not always athletic. I enjoyed physical activity, you know, did swim team, cheerleading. but I never was really into like a contact sport. I wasn't in track. I wasn't in volleyball. But I enjoyed movement just for the sheer sake of movement for health. So I remember back in high school walking with a friend doing, it was videos at the time, it wasn't DVDs, doing exercise videos. Even in college, I was undecided on my major initially, and I remember leading little exercise classes in the dorm room. So it was just, it was an internal thing, and I decided on health promotion was my major at Bowling Green, and it was a desire to help people with their health. Fitness kind of came as a secondary add-on in which I was doing an internship at a wellness center for insurance company employees, and they had a strong fitness component. So then I took my education in that direction and decided to become a certified personal trainer as well as a group exercise instructor. But it's, I mean, really, I'm very blessed to have the career that I have. I'm, you know, thankful for my family who's always supported me. It's, I mean, I think of all the clients that I've had that have really transformed their lives, whether it's weight loss or maybe they're no longer on medications. Maybe they're just happier in their career. Maybe they're, you know, happier in their social life. So, you know, so that's kind of my story.
Did you, or if that's your career now, sometimes when people's career takes over, which maybe became an enjoyment, suddenly it becomes sort of a somewhat of a, you know, a burden because that's what you do all the time and think I need to do something different. Or does it become more of an inspiration and also maybe a little bit of those, well, if you're the personal trainer, you're the one that has to walk the walk, so to speak. And so you kind of have a little more pressure on you because of
for
that.
Sure. For sure. About a year ago, I was doing a lot of teaching, a lot of group exercise classes from boot camp to yoga. So I was really getting in great shape, and I was doing a lot of running on the side because I had a little more time. So I do know that I've had to make adjustments in my life now with my full-time work, and I also have a family. I have two boys. So I do know that I do need to get out of bed in the morning because I want to be authentic. Okay. I want to be that person who also has the same struggles to kind of fit it in.
You know, you mentioned how you have children as well, and they mm-hmm. talk about obesity in children, mm-hmm. and that seems to be an issue. Does that concern you at all, or is it something you think, well, in my family, the lifestyle I have, good habits will be passed on to them?
Childhood obesity is something that I'm professionally more interested in. All my really education and training, a lot of it was all pertaining to adults. And once I became a mother and started getting involved with the school, I really now know that that's something that I want to spend some time on. I do volunteer. I've taught some yoga classes in the school. Also talked about, you know, healthy lifestyles. But in my family, it's funny because I think a lot of people think that I tell my kids, oh, you must do this. But I believe that I've led by example. My 10-year-old, he's wanting to lift weights, and we've had to curb that enthusiasm a little bit to make sure he's safe. My kids are quite healthy, into movement for the joy of it. In fact, they talked about today they're home from school with their dad, and they're going to try to fit in some family fitness, you know, put some music on and do some jumping jacks, do some push-ups, some squats.
You didn't leave them a list of things to do? You
the honey-do list.
I got these things, you know, a couple loads of laundry, maybe a little bit of the dishes.
I thought about that.
Straightening the office area.
You do a lot of push-ups on the spin cycle.
If they're listening, you know, in between the laundry loads, you know, I want you to do a few push-ups.
That's good, too. Okay.
Any new trends in fitness? You know, we hear, you mentioned yoga, and mm-hmm. I know mm-hmm. Zumba classes are big. What's kind of hot and new out there?
Utilizing the technology, we're getting into more advanced wearable technology, like the Fitbit is one, which can track your physical activity, whether, you know, you're walking to your car or you are engaging, let's say, in, you know, a treadmill workout. I think that information has been powerful for a lot of customers that I've worked with, that they can see how much or how little they're doing and use that technology to set goals. I know, you know, one of my family members, he's big into technology, and even for him, just tracking on an app on his phone his dietary intake as well as his physical activity can really show him, hey, you know, I need to pick this up a little bit if I'm going to, you know, meet my goal. The other thing that I think is getting real popular are the events like the Tough Mudder, or there's the 5K one as well.
Warrior Dash among
yes,
them?
Yes, that's yeah. Right. I'm seeing a big increase in that, and I'm excited about that as a fitness professional, because if you have something you've signed up for, you've paid money for, you've told your friends and family that you're going to do, you pretty much got to get some training in. This year, I did my first half marathon, and I'll be honest, I was a little bit reluctant to tell people that I was thinking about doing it. But once I did, I knew I put it out there, and I knew I had to follow through, and I had to do the training. So I think those there's zombie runs. There's all kinds of variety of events.
What was that thing you were talking about, climbing the steps or the stairs?
Tackle the mm-hmm. tower coming up at the terminal tower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's the Chili Bowl, which is in February in downtown Cleveland. I've done that before. I'm hoping the weather improves a little bit for that. 20 is about the coldest I'll go.
Well, you mentioned about the training and getting ready for that. What's a good resource for that, so somebody's not training incorrectly?
Because that Runner's World is a great resource that I've utilized, and one of my running partners, he's very much into technology and reading up, and he's now become a little more well versed on running than I have. And I told him that he is now the teacher. Because he has a little more extra time to look into that, and that's what he's into. But I really like Runner's World. And of course, if anyone is in the Avon area and they're close to the EMH Center for Health and Fitness, I just do have to say that as part of our membership, we do include a complimentary consultation with a fitness specialist. Our staff, they're degreed and hold national certifications. In fact, one of our staff members has a running specialist certification. So even if you're not a member, we also have some services that if somebody just wanted a one-time consultation, they could sign up for a session and pay a non-member fee for that.
So it sounds like there's a lot of help out there, not only in person, but also online as well. Mm-hmm. And people are passionate. And I know runners are very passionate, and they're willing to share a lot of information and advice about it, too. Mm-hmm. So that's a way to get involved. And again, we've been speaking today with Renee Barrett, who is the program manager at the EMH Center for Health and Fitness. Thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate that. And this is one of those mornings where I don't think I will see anybody out there run. You know, you see runners on, it's raining out there and you're driving and barely seeing, and you see this flat, you know, this yellow shirt with, you know, glowing on it, and somebody's running out there, and you're just thinking, well, they're really dedicated. They really have to do it. But, you know, weather like this.
I do not advise that. I'll just say that right now.
Yeah, the only running.
Stay indoors.
The running you're doing is from your car to whatever close, warm place you can be. And, of course, a lot of folks out there this morning, I'm sure, at the EMH Health and Fitness Center in Avon as well, as they're continuing on with their regimen for the morning.